Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 6th of September. The general synopsis at 1800, low, Biscay 1007, expected Fitzroy 1006 by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North at Syria, variable mainly easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Syria, 40s, easterly 3 to 5, fog banks in west 40s, otherwise fair, poor or very poor in west 40s, otherwise good. Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive fog later, moderate to very poor. Forth, Tyne, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Forth. Fog patches becoming fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 4 to 6, fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic, mainly north or northeast at first, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4 until later in northwest Rockall, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fog patches in far northwest Rockall, otherwise fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far northwest Rockall. Hebrides, variable becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, fog patches and drizzle becoming fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive later, moderate to very poor, occasionally good at first. Faroes, Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Faroes, occasionally 7 later in northwest Southeast Iceland. Occasional rain and fog patches becoming fair in Southeast Iceland, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 3, 13 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 4, 5 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast 4, 12 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast 3, mist, 4 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest 3, mist, 2 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lucas, east-northeast 2, 13 miles, 1023, steady. Boomer, north-northwest 4, slight rain, 300 metres, 1020, now rising. Bridlington, north-northwest 5, 1014, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1010. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 3, 1010, rising more slowly. Jersey, east 3, 16 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Silly automatic, east-northeast 3, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1008, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, 9 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Aberporth, northeast 3, 9 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Valley, north-northeast 5, 7 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 1, 12 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valencia, north by east 4, 22 miles, 1016, falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 4, 19 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malin Head, northeast by north 2, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, north 1, 22 miles, 1020, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 5th of September. The general situation, a slow-moving complex low over France and Bay of Biscay pushes rain and thundery showers over the southern waters. Fog will affect northeast England and also east and north Scotland at times during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north or northeast becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches becoming fog banks, then extensive fog later. Moderate to very poor, occasionally good at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4. Fog patches becoming fog banks, then extensive fog later. Moderate to very poor, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northeast 5, decreasing 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 3 to 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers in south, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, becoming variable 3 or less. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Rain or showers in far south, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor in far south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 2 to 4 later in south. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northeast 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, south of Rathlin Island. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, northeast veering south or southeast 2 to 4, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a minute, Radio 4 joins the BBC World Service for the news and business matters. There's Radio 4 Extra through the night, of course, just about to start over there. The conclusion of our Paul Temple mystery, Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair. Radio 4 is back at 5:20 in the morning. Alan Smith will be back early to bring you the shipping forecast, news briefing and farming today. And we hope you'll join us at some point tomorrow. Until then, from me, Richard Evans, and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, do have a peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in New York and Beijing. Coming up on the programme, the US Secretary of State arrives in Haiti as gang violence continues to bring chaos across the country. The US-backed international police mission so far seems unable to restore order. Also, the CEO of social media site Blue Sky tells us how Brazil's ban on X has helped expand their membership. The class of 2025 in the US. What chance that they are all going to find jobs? Also, back on the water, we talk about the return of cruising and top flight seating. How they make what you sit on in an aeroplane. That's Business Matters here on the BBC after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged Haiti's interim government to set up an electoral council to organise presidential elections by the end of next year. At the beginning of a two-day visit, Mr. Blinken said it was important to ensure that Haiti was back on a clear democratic track. He also announced a new aid package for the Caribbean nation.
The United States is also committed to using this foundation of security to support and unlock the potential of the Haitian people. We're the largest contributor of humanitarian assistance to Haiti. That includes an additional $45 million in humanitarian aid that I'm announcing today, bringing the total U.S. aid to over $210 million this year.
His visit comes 3 months after the installation of a transitional council and the inauguration of an interim prime minister. Providers of virtual private networks, or VPNs, say they've seen an unprecedented surge in demand in Brazil since the social media platform X was banned there last week. One firm said that sign-ups had increased by more than 1,800%. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge ordered that X be suspended after its owner Elon Musk refused to take down several accounts accused of spreading disinformation. Those using VPNs could be fined almost $9,000 a day. The US President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has pleaded guilty to tax fraud charges in a last-minute move. Prosecutors had accused him of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes and instead spending money on a lavish lifestyle. He could face up to 17 years in prison. Hunter Biden's attorney, Abe Lowell, says his client wanted to spare friends and family from having to testify.
Hunter decided to enter his plea to protect those he loves from unnecessary hurt and cruel humiliation. This plea prevents that kind of show trial.